Hello, my audioboo friends. It is February 19th, and this is my February number 19 topic by Sawyer GB from his WordPress blog. The question is, if you were the opposite gender, what would you have been named? Well, I can actually answer this question because I know the answer. My mother had told me quite some time ago that had I been born a girl, my name would have been Stefania or Stephanie. And in fact, I came out a boy, so it was Stefano. But otherwise, I would have been known as Stephanie. And no, this does not give anybody license to call me Stephanie. However, you may call me Steffi if you want. Many friends have called me Steffi, Steph. That's about it. Stefano, that's mostly how people pronounce my name. The real name, the real way to pronounce my name, if you want to pronounce it the Italian way, is Stefano. Stefano. So, just thought I'd put it out there. But otherwise, I don't mind people shortening it to Steph. I've never liked the English version of my name, Stephen. Or Steve. I like the name. There's nothing wrong with the name for anybody else. But personally, I'm not a Steve. My middle name is Guglielmo in Italian, which is William in English. And it can be shortened to Bill, which I do like. And I, for some reason, I've always associated with that name. Although there are now doubts as to whether Guglielmo really is my middle name. I think it's something my mother told me years ago, but I don't know if it is official or not. I should really check my birth certificate. I haven't looked at my birth certificate in probably 25 years or 30 years, so no, maybe 25. in my early 20s, I remember having to deal with my birth certificate and having to get a new one, and because it was an Italian birth certificate. And it was in really poor shape, so then I had to go to a church. I remember in Laval, which is just north of Montreal, we were living there, and I had to go to a priest and get a new birth certificate done. It was a long, arduous process. But I'll have to check if indeed my middle name is actually on my birth certificate, or if it was just something that's sort of been told to me over the years. But getting back to the question at hand, my name would have been Stephanie. So it's just the female version of Stefano in the end. So nothing too earth-shattering there. All right. What's tomorrow's? I'm just looking. Tea making, potter mug, and the 21st is a very, very heavy topic. Is there a God? Now, I have one to add, and I may shoot a little comment or Google Plus to everybody on the audio community. But I'd like it if we could talk about the topic of what do you do when you're bored? You know, what's the first thing you do when you're bored at home? Anyway, let's think about that. I don't know. I thought about that last night, when I was lying down in bed and sort of going through some of the topics, and because I really wouldn't know what kind of topics to come up with. I like the topics that are being discussed, but I couldn't think of any. And then last night, I'm kind of lying down. For some reason, boredom came to mind. You know, boredom. What is being bored? And I was thinking of either doing a blog entry on that or an audio boo. And then I thought, hey, that would be a great subject for a February. Do you get bored? And when you are bored, what do you do? How do you get out of boredom? All right. Thanks, everyone.